Let's figure out how to work.
Beim Morgen bei Sif Chav Gimel, ich hatte Chatzitza. Sif Chav Gimel discusses two aspects. One aspect is about jewelry, specifically of any tashitim, you have to take them off, what the getter is. Over there it mentions, coming from Brisa, that it depends if it's tight, if it's not tight. If it's tight, it'll be choitzit. If it's loose, then these jewelry will be not be choitzit. Now, what to make in the gale is, first of all, we have the person say that we take off everything. Either there are two reasons, either because of Rafa or to any Rafa, and they send you back to Rafa, and sometimes Alev and Hilchus to kill Shadoyim, they will take off all jewelry, so we take off inside that. Or may tell you, the more said to take off anything and everything, come to go share jewels, that's also discussing Rafa or to any Rafa. So Maisa, we take off all jewelry, and a local Maisa, everyone takes off the earrings, they take off their necklaces and their bracelets, no problem. The only shall they discuss that is the dust coming in, what about the rings? Isha has a ring. Now first they start off, what is the problem with the ring? The whole entire thing we have, the necklace, bracelet, the earring, these things are mere. And usually, someone takes them off, they put them off, but a ring, they tie up, they get engaged, and they put it on, and they leave it on. So what is the problem with putting the chain of makbid? So the Rishonim bring down from the Raizit that since l'fa'omim, sometimes when they bake, make dough, and they need dough, and therefore the ring gets dirty, and it'll get a little lichlus on top of it, therefore the makbid l'fa'omim to take it off. Since l'fa'omim they take it off, the isha itself, even the she itself is not makbid, but roid noshim are makbid. Therefore it's definitely get the mir makbid. Now, the Ketubah over here brings down from the Sirtaira and others that let's say, she never bakes. For example, a man might never bake. The lock until the day, since a man never bakes. So the lock is that the Mishnah and Shabbos that men do wear rings. There are different types of rings. They do wear rings, and it's discussed about men wearing it outside. And Maisa, we might not wear rings, but there are people in society who are Shemitah Mitzvahs who might do wear rings. And Maisa may bake, they do not take off the rings. So what is the effect over here of asking someone who wears a ring? So the Makor looks at how he explains that someone who we know is a painter has a heter mitzad that when they get any paint upon them, they're not makbid. A person who is a gananer, a secretary, an ink, glue, also might be enough to get a nabi makbid. That's the set over here of a baker is also what that woman is, what the job is. If you're a baker, you take it off. If you're not a baker, you don't take it off. So since that's your job, therefore you're chelik of that group, and therefore if you always bake, whether you personally take it off or not, the people nipple the scoop of bakers who take it off, they put me in a makbid. But let's say you're not a baker. You never bake. Isha, who never bakes, or men who generally do not bake, they're not nipple the category of bakers, and therefore the ring should be a mere, she ain't a makbid, because they might never take it off. And if it's a pleskin, a pia, chesn, a pia, din, be'et them, it should be that an Isha never bakes should not be a problem. It's a mere, she ain't a makbid, she never takes it off. She wears it the whole entire life. A man always puts it on. He never takes it off. It's a look. He's not makbid upon. He always leaves it on. So my answer, so why a woman who don't bake also makbid take it off? Because the truth brings down. But since it's not nikka if you're a baker or not, not nikka, can't tell if this person bakes or not. And the people that don't see the difference with fenenu, by a painter you see, by ginnah you see, a secretary you see, these things you see. A baker might see, do not see. Therefore, look are common. We have the mission of kabbat, and therefore we makbid all noshim. That the lock is that they have to take off the ring, outside plug. Could be said someone's a baker, might have been a master. You're not a baker, but outside plug. And it's not nikka that's chilek, therefore we take off all the rings. What's not for me? Not for me, but they can't take it off. For whatever reason, for example, that's when the finger blows off. And can't take it off. Now, there's two different ways it blows off, either because they get older and they eat, or because they get pregnant. Now, there's a difference, la locha, between the two. If stan, you. So if you get older, some it's a way, it could be the way the rest of your life, maybe it's a chelik upon you. So the place you want to say, there's what to be said upon, about if you can, you maybe you go to Saturday and take it off, let's say you can't, or don't have the opportunity right now to go do it, then there won't be said upon lahokal. When there are more machbis, what happens if you're pregnant, that you do plan to take it off, except right now you can't, because your finger blows off. And let's say, even if you're a baker, you've still got a problem. That someone who bakes challahs usually takes it off, just once you get pregnant, you can't take it off, you got big problems. And the hokal usually is, if you can turn it around, of course, in the case of being roughly, and therefore it will not be. Therefore, even though Geyser Rafa to any Rafa is to the Paiskim, that's only as the Ramah says if it's Efsher. Efsher will be Mekel, and therefore it's Efsher, and therefore get up the Ebbets Mortar. But the way the Paiskim says the Palos, Efsher, and therefore get up the Ebbets. So if you can spin it around, we'll put water there and it gets underneath the Meisel Paiskim or Mekel. If you can't, you have to Kishela, you have to know exactly the Paiskim, what category you nipple in, and the last time it might be Mekel if you never bake. If you bake, you get the real problem. Fine, that's the first chalak of Chof Gimel. The second chalak is really the shallow, by certain example, you're showing them how to understand the case of an egger shalamako or katkasim, you have a splint over your fingers, you have bandages. The way how the Mechaba brings it down, he brings it down to the chalak whether it's Rafa or it's Mordek. The way the Bach, how the Shach brings it down, based on the Rambam, that there is no chalak. Now the Rambam is not Mephurish, not Chlor, it's shallow if he's being, he's saying who it did, none of it did. Meister, the Chalak placed him on bandages and splints. Meister, what the lock is? Is it Nichol or Neged Mehudak? And therefore, if you can ask it, and if you have a Chalak, it's a no, it's Nichol and Geder Rafa, and therefore it's Mutter. The rather of Iker the place to go, all certainly the lock of Chalak for the Shach, and the Bach be Machmer. Lonson, Bailo, the 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 water is not going. It was the Geder of water going in, the Mehudak and Rafa. The Bible brings down different sheets. The easiest way of understanding is how the Rafa Sifan says, a call of Eros and then Moira Rafa. If you'll see, if it gets indulging in, it's very hard to give a clear getter exactly what it is. Whatever you see getting in for the Evid, a lot of it will get in, and they can't. Now, based upon this halacha over here, we discussed one time already a case of foreign stitches, but this is really the makar for this halacha. Over here again, we see the makar of a bandage and a splint, that a mite of water cannot get in. For stitches, also you get onto this problem before, when you get stitches, you sew it up, it's like a case of a kite, and before water cannot get in, and therefore, based upon this halacha, it should be a case of miyat hamakut. Miyat hamakut. Now they say they really are two different cases, to Mechalik, just mentioned the same thing I said before, the stitches that absorb, that dissolve inside the body, and the stitches that you might plan to take out. So those that you plan to take out, that do not absorb, so numerous places when we mask with, I'm saying based upon this halacha, it's very clear that the halacha is that you have any splint on the top of you, that's mohodik. This is the case of mohodik is a splint, it's part of you, it's like a kite. It should be a black white halacha, it might be mask with, and therefore some azamal, miyachi, and vosn, and oid, they're all very mask in the case where stitches are made to come out. The mice of those ones disagree that by the shulchan or yitzchok, they want a taino, that it really depends. Get involved with machlokes, we'll mention later on about a case of by a teeth, when you have a filling or cavities that come part of your body. Again, we'll see the person say, once you have 30 days, it comes part of your body. They want time that you have to leave the stitches in for a while until it heals. Therefore, it comes more than 30 days, comes out makma kfuah, it comes part of you. And therefore, they want time that once it comes a part of you, therefore, it's not a chatita. Give me any, it's not part of it, it's you. You're not makma upon yourself. That's what you are. Yeah, well, if you leave it, yeah, like 30 days. Depends on how bad it was.
Why need 30 days?
I met a guy this morning, came over to me and told me he just went horseback running, close to a wall for a horse, stepped on him and smashed his helmet all over the place, his face, his nose got cracked, caused his tongue, everything for shit. Yeah, that was it, but this guy, he told me for a while.
Why need 30 days by killing?
We'll get 30 days from. We'll get to that.
Sorry?
Oh, well, we'll get to that also.
Isn't that meeting
a magic? You want to take it out? You plan to take it out?
No, the filling,
you know. No, well, we'll get to all the, with Pedro's fillings, there are fillings that are temporary, and there are fillings that are, we'll get to all these concepts, we'll get to that. But the mice challenge to compare it to case filling or not. Those ones say, no, shaitis. And the mice, the body says, eat time. The mice is like a filling, where the mice coin, he quotes the body, and the kind of no shy says to the filling might become the tuus of the person. Comes chelik of the person. No one looks at it being something external. Your cavity, your filling is part of you. No one looks at it being something that's on top of you. It's part of you now. Maisha stitches the time is everyone looks at you, seeing stitches. It's not part of you. You can't take it out. The ain't of the odom is not part of you. It's a shikol das question. It gets involved in numerous shalos halacha always by boy in a case like this, things that when a person looks at it, it's not part of you, but it's in bloom, it's gonna be there part of you. So my friend was arguing about it. How do you look at stitches? Most of people do not look at being part of you, but even though it could be there for Lizman. So the Shalom HaKlok is placing by stitches you plan to take out. Stitches are mice that dissolve, become part of the body, which is kind of very, very negay when an Isha gives birth, and they get stitches. As far as I know, they should tell me, the stitches dissolve. Now those also don't dissolve, depends on the case, depends on what happens. those masking, but usually try to make sure it's resolved. If it doesn't, then you have to go through Rav, Lechura at the base of Sarim, have to go to B.S. Mayim. You have a big problem, it doesn't dissolve. But even if it dissolves, and by the, when they give birth, so the shadow is what's halacha. So there, they come numerous sources, they're making from the Zalman, from the Volsner, the Bade, they want to put a kind of, right now you want it, once or a second, so you do not plan ever to remove it. It's naturally dissolved. Third reason the one kind is not going to get a big market at all. Forget it, it becomes part of you. It's like a scab that becomes part of you. The other thing is only based on stone, which is the bottom, usually in most cases when it's dissolved, it's only a miyot. So myself, these swords, they come along with numerous swords to be makel. But myself, Tala Sheni, or what? We'll get to the myself, this girl say no, cycle, the myself is going to come out of you. You do not want to be a part of you. The myself, right now it is, plan not to have it. Therefore, B'yashim is cursed, let's say the Maisa to me, it's nichol to get him chatzitza, the Maisa will be a kvotah. Therefore, there will no heter if it melts inside of you, it comes part of you. Machol Yudah Poleishkim, a verk who says, B'shas Tafi can't be makel, again, very to get later, a lot of people have stitches, you have to know, I don't know how long it takes to dissolve, I don't know what the Matthias is, maybe 6, 7, 8 weeks, no problem, can't design, I don't know what the Matthias is. Machol Yudah Poleishkim, clear my focus, B'yashim is a bad day from Machol, which is real, my point is all down. The being down there from Zalman and involved in all the body and maple. Sorry, so that's simple Kimmel. Simple Dalas is a new sugyo. Didn't know about Beis HaSorim. Now, the core is, the forest, where he brings down, that we have a Gemara in Kedushin, that Prophet Gemara says, the Chodesh says, Rochas B'Soroi. Ma B'Soroi is external, Mavaroi. Abkol Mavaroi, anything that's external. Anything that's internal has no problem with Chatzitza. That's one Gemara in Kedushin. The other one the Gemara in Nidah. You know, it says that Rabbi taught the base story that a person has to wash his base mortem is creases. Creases are really depends on the parts of your body, or if you get older, you have creases. But, so the fact is, the Maestro, it does not have water coming to that area. Gemara says, Shu does not need a B.S. Mayim, has to be royal B.S. Mayim based on the Bezeo, called royal Bila, a Bila my Kevis, and royal Bila my Kevis. And therefore, the being down the Maestro of the Shivuch Sharebi, she went to the mikvah, she came out, she found an etzem, she found a bone stuck between her teeth. Yeah, besides, go back to be toivel. So we have a clear Gemara that says that it is ma'aki to go back to be toivel and have to be royal B.S. Mayim. So we have a yesod of Beis HaSorim that the etzem, it does not have to have water coming in, has to be royal, not that it has to be royal B.S. Mayim. Now, to be clear, you see the Pesach Tshuva decides that there are three levels in the person. There's a level, Mokka Mugula, the outside, Mavaroi, the skin, the water has to go on it. The second level of what a Beis HaSorim, that water has to be royal to go on it. This is the third level, base below, mokum below, that water does not even have to be royal. So again, there's below, there's thorim, and magula. One has to be mayim mamish, one has to be royal mayim, one does not have to be royal at all. Three different levels. I mean, basically, based on anything inside of you, you have a pacemaker inside of you, no problem. It's inside, the mokum below. Anything that's mokum below is not a problem. Now, by royal B.S. mayim, by your base thorim, has to be royal B.S. mayim. Now, the obvious cash effect we're showing them is the Maestro Warrior Apostle, my boss of Mavroi, I've called Mavroi. Why in the world, where does Makoro for being world based mind? So Machloik is in the Rabbonin and the Raiso. The Warrior places all over Shachos. It says the word Bissaroi has to be the external. It says the word Kol, it's a Reboy, Kol Bissaroi. So what's Kol, what's Bissaroi? So it says has to be not my mom, it's not world based mind. That's what places. And Kedushin says, all the places, and it comes out that the Indian base of storm, the Chatzitza is in the Raisel. Now you ask me why it's in the Raisel, it's only a me, it's only the Abonon, so this entire answer is, basically you must tariff it with the rest of the group. But the Maestro, it's a Dinder Raisel, that place of Shita, or the Shulchan, and ends off, we call the Rishonim as Mashim Minatoya, or the Shulchan, they clear, he goes straight out, call the Rishonim. That's the Shita. Tell the Sheni, the Maestro, the Ritva brings out, Ms. Rebbe, and the Ramban's that way, and there seems to be other Rishonim, I'm not sure who called Rishonim Arfa Kerry, but they go the other way, and they seem to say that clearly to Abonim, okay, we have Pasuk, we must make from Pasuk, Mavaroi external, this is my internal, we have no Pasuk, only to do Abonim. And therefore the Harishvi says very clearly how we pass to Abonim, very clearly Harishvi, right, go to Abonim. So it comes out, we have Makhonik Rishonim, our Shulchan says go to Raisa, our Harishvi says go to Abonim, and Hoga among the Svarim is very clear, they go, we always just tariff it, it's perfect. Leave it in a stomach of shokel, we'll be tariffed, and the quality of sack, and then turn it into the maple, sometimes we mock with. Now, why should it be Drabbanan? Why should the Chazal be Machmer? So, read the Rishonim, wrote down the Bada is Marach on the Shiloh, three different reasons among the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rajbo. One reason they want to tie their cult to the Drabbanan came to Reisah Tikkun, that's the words of the Ramban. And we see the historical reveal of Israel Makhavis and the Reisah. Well, second, so they want to tie by Tumah, we see based on storm, we're arguing the Tamil, for example, you stick out your tongue, you touch something of Tumah, you said Tumah based on storm, will cause Tumah or great Tumah. Therefore, it's like Tumah will do it, who then by case of by going to the mikvah. The third spot, the Rajba says the people should not make a mistake. I think what? Megullah will be Mekel, and Intab will be, sorry, Megullah will be Machmer, Intab will be Mekel. People will start making mistakes, not know the Chilif, therefore, they came along to Abana and were Machmer. But Echshia, different reasons why to be Machmer, but the Maitha, we're still in Machmer. Focus in the Abana, in the Raisa. Now, based upon this, over here, the all the Svarim going through different cases are based on Svarim. That's Negea. Apply it again. You have different places all over in your body. You have the base from the chalal of your eye, the chalal of your nose, the chalal of your mouth. You have the eis makom. You have the base of shechi. You have all over different places that the person can discuss and try to go through with the kitzer, the basic column. Come on, every case is really a shiloh. You have to always ask yourself the basic column. First, we discussed one time already the case of chalal of the naim, the socket of your eye. Now we discussed it by lif of shibayin because the person can also bring it down over there, which really not negate it over there. Lif of shibayin is really the either chut, where machu when it's flak, or bifnim will be making the ever the shaft. But the mice there were discussing the something that's external. What happens to the internal part of your eye? For example, anyone who has a prosthetic eye device, anyone who has an eye socket, what's the loch that you put in a fake eye? First has a fake eye, a glass eye. And I'm chut. You have a fake eye. So what's the loch? So they get involved with interesting shailas. First of all, what is your eye socket? Is it mokum blua? Mokum blua, it's not be worthy of mine. It's not mokum blua. What's the shaila? The socket itself, when a person has the eye, the socket is blua. The person doesn't have an eye, the socket came out to be mokum gula. So that's when they get involved with the shaila gemon chulin, specifically to a behemoth, the gmazi boy, the leishu to a bat. Mokum gula. You have a socket in the eye. No, but yeah, the mokum gula. No. Oh, based on Tom, you're based on me, I'm asking. No, I'm not going to. You're based on Tom, well, it's mine.
But
so,
you leave it in there or you take it out all the time?
Oh, so, Mahalakh, if you leave it in all the time, if you leave it in, take it out, you take it out. But the place is disgusting where people leave it in all the time, and they're embarrassed to take it out, they want to go to the mikvah, they want people to know. Very embarrassing to take out your eyes, the mikvah, people will see, and then people talk about. You leave it in all the time. That's the Matthias, how the truth of the old side of the shiloh, it's kvias and she's embarrassed. That's how the side of the shiloh. They say, it's not kvias to take it out. Say it, take it out. What? If it's based mokum, if it's mokum below anything, nothing. If it's based on storm, you have to be worthy of mine. That's the question. First, what is an eye socket?
Well, I
don't know the materials. I know one person only has a glass eye and you lose them all the time. And there's only one. I never really asked them straight out, but I always see him. Fine. So once you have first of all the Gedim, what is the Gedim Mokum Blua? If you look at it, what the Gedim, what the Mahalach is to be, Betim is a Mokum Blua, not one child they discuss with based on the Mokulin. Another child that you got involved with before to me, it's a Mach, but you never want to take it out, you always want to leave it in. Why making the Gedim Mach? Who is that Kvod over here? Third child, Moshe has a whole Mahalach in the whole Yisrael, the base of Starim. He wants time to base of Starim, but something that good that the Chesit has to be Dovak, has to be stopped in there. Something that's being munach here, but it's not stuck. That's not enough for tita based on storm. He has his marchinus, he has a lot of rice, he has his mahalas. Numerous truths are a based on storm has to be a chesita mokum gula is a tapo. A chesita mokum chuso is exiled to it. Has not been stuck here if it's doubled to the mokum. Place there is not a problem. He says. Yeah, even it's not really based on no problem. Really based on that what's being mastered has to be with stuck. Well, that's what he wants. We make little contact lenses also for that same reason. We'll get a context. So the first, everyone's starting from the case of a fake eye. You want to make a bit of that, well, the one time you have to know how the eyes work, and with the shallow, is it mohoto, would it get in or not? Is it mohoto, because it rough, it depends how different eyes are actually made differently. The other time, we went back to the sugi of night. Night might what's a lofa, even as the moshes, the emru mekel. So why is that eye not worse in the case of night? Because a person wearing a mintan night. Mintan, all these five reasons, come on, all the places will make it certainly be the other. That's clear. Look at Hilo, Yeshbiyesh, depends what the case is, what the system is. But for these five reasons, the boys come on Mekel. Once they have these cases, they come along and discuss the Heinrich Shiloh of contact lenses. What's the law of contact lenses? So again, the Moshe Lushitosa, he wants the Taino. What's the Shaila? It's not Tovik. It's only placed upon it. It's not Tovik. Did he want the Yemekel? Could he have it again? Now it's Chilo, like Chilo Vada, even not Tovik, you have to take out. So the Chilo Cholofog, you go in, come out. It's not Tovik. No problem. Can't make one to... Or Yitzchak wants the Taino. My sister's the Noi. He's been putting the Noi. What's the Gedra Mitzel? Why is that worse than the Noi? Why? What? A lot of people wearing contacts. We said it looks nice. That's why it might be probably you'll bust the guys to wear it. That's separate.
Not
right.
So.
What's the side of noy? What's the side of noy is? You want you put it back kavana because you want it there. I put it back kavana because I want it there. That's nothing. Change colors. All the kind of ones change colors. Something else. Even out there, don't even sound noisy, boy.
No.
You're not a girl, you don't understand. I have a twin sister, trust me. Well, another child I discussed is the mice is the base of some kind of lunge, the soft kind of lunge is the base of water, maybe it's not a problem. By Chizas touching a person also, if your hands get wet, it's not a problem. So why the contact lens is not worse than being wet from that sphere, that it was wet. Another child I discussed. Fine, a different story. That's even better than noise. No. But these are swords why the knowledge one me make all the whole bunch of the ever. So the shiny the mice, but the shiny is very clear, he's machmer, nine wise chuba is machmer, we ask is machmer. And those who want to green what? So you have to go. You have code whistle, code whistle. No, code whistle. Go back. Go way back. So no one, we asked him very clear, Fiti Vidyevit. Now you want to know how much Vidyevit Vidyevit? What? He's placed the Fiti, go back to the Lamy Wurzel. Contact.
Contact
is 70% water. What? Contact is 70% water. Yeah, that's the Swaz doesn't want to be Mako. They want to have special, so it's 30% difference, right?
Those are four.
So it's me and a master.
It's not worth spending on a Fiti.
I'm not sure how to answer that tiny little. That's or you just tiny. Why is not worse to have not fear? I'm not sure how to answer that tiny. You have to also know, are they discussing what's discussing soft, what's discussing hard? Is the hill between the two? I'm not sure. But it's a different type of lesson. I'm not sure. Why is the hill going between? The Talmud and others want to tell you what type of contact lens you have. Those of you who live in Olam, long time, or Shmiyoin, or 7 days, if it was a hill to go. Actually, those take out every night. Maybe Nifl will get a Chatzidus off. But again, everyone here tomorrow, you just go to Shiloh to the Vigna Levensal. In Chatzidus, it comes to Kanak for men. It says for men, Kapila is Chatzidus, a woman even with the Eben. Fine. That's the sad. A little bit. Now, if you mind that too, as it is, you're asking them. Say this. Another case, fine, that's one case halal is the eye. What about the halal of the chaytim of your nose? It's very interesting. Everyone discusses this person's design with kiregris. Why they discuss over here, because there's a Torah. That's Mr. Porsche Amor, you get sif mem gimel, or the end of the same, they're moving down to the end of the chaytim. So what the kitta comes out, and we'll get to Porsche Amor, what comes out really, that in your nose, there's really three levels. There's a makom below all the way up, there's a makom based on Torah, and there's a makom mukot. So what's mukot? The vada, you have to make sure there's no lichot, you blow your nose, make sure it's clean on the outside, no problem. Base of storm also has to be well be its mine and inside is no problem, it's Mokum Balua. Now, how far what's the weirdest switch from base of storm to Mokum Balua? The swarm writes not clear, do the best job you can, that's the Seder. Boy the core, anything that's really off, but anyways me and Mat been passion. So even if you did not get all the Mokum Balua, you only got the base of storm, but if you charge your best towards Mikkel to get a Mia Chen Makbit, because that's a Dara, so therefore it's not be a Chatzitza anyway. Same thing they discussed is what about the by your ears, the same shiloh, it's really it's a lot later on. Also back to Moshe and the Sif Mem Gimel. Same thing, how far to clean. Basically three levels, the outside by storm and the Makom Balua, all the way to the Balua. In between is storm after Rabbi Yisman. You have to clean the external part of the ears or the basic inside part of the ears. However, again, you try the best you can. What's all the way in is Makom Balua, Vazan Shiloh, but even if you did not get all the way in, towards Nifl Negedah, Mir Chein HaMakbin, the Yippah is not a problem. Sending, they say, by the belly button, you try as best you can, whatever you can get out, whatever's inside, don't worry about it, finishing the mask, but everything's inside, no problem. Fine. The main thing to discuss over here, based on the Shulchan Aruch of Bush, is what about the chalal of the pair, the inside of your mouth? You have teeth, you have a tongue, you have even the chalal inside your mouth. Now, klal halacha, you do not have to open up your mouth. That's where you can leave your mouth closed. It's not tight, but you can leave your mouth closed. I do ask a shayla on ma'isa, why? If it cannot be tight, ma'isa, why you leave closed? That would be a smayim. Fine, to shayla when you learn the sugya baba kama, or the mukhan over there, if it's kasha, and you want tiny maybe can you leave it soft, the water can seep in, the body can start it. Fine, so whether the sugya over here, the person is closed, what's the havvod behind this Indian having your mouth closed like a benini before it's not worthy? It's my kasha or leave it on the side.
Baba kama?
What? Yes. So, actually, yeah. Learn Meruba and you got a wash, or you get that part of the Chabur Shir Mantra. That's a good BS mind, it's not really, mouth closed. That's what it is with mouth closed. That's the task of the friend. Asking my No, it's not closed. There's clothes and there's clothes, right? There's too much, the water will get there. You're sitting in the water, yet the creatures will get there. There's air, there's air. Well, water gets there. It's way to get there. Just, I'll take a while to see through. Your mouth closes, the shallows in your mouth see through. If someone wants a kind of this, you leave it bathing, if you leave it inside the water long enough, it'll see through. That's a terrace. Any blood starts thinking that's still not. For most areas, most oyster mushrooms, but most basic stones, will get there eventually. Just didn't get there yet. That's to say that. How much is mouth? You say it'll get there eventually. Bait the shaki, right? Go to the water. Fine, come out with dry. You stay inside 20 minutes, or get there. If it's not tight, something tight,
coming
in. No, without the water. It's not,
right,
no.
You hold your breath, no water, stuff the air in your mouth.
Okay, and if you breathe, it goes through your nose, or the water?
You breathe it, and you inhale, and the water goes through your nose.
But again, we'll leave the shell on the side. Again, the friend discussed it, but you do not have to open your mouth. Now, based on the law, it says over here you should clean your teeth. Now, what does that mean? The bathroom is a toilet, all the places clearly you go like the shot. It's not that it's a toilet, a vada, you have to brush and clean your teeth before you go to the mikvah, if not, you got a problem. And the law is a vada, the truth, the person has to clean their teeth. Now, how exactly? It's toothpaste and a toothbrush. Dental floss, the place can discuss, make sure it's not dental floss that sheds. If not, could you ever rip dental floss, get stuck in your teeth, and it's very hard to get out. And that will be a mina masbida, that would be a chatzitza. So as Rambam says, you should not use dental floss, or if you do, or unless you do big fears, that will, for our dental floss, if the ones are very good, Johnson & Johnson does not shed usually, and therefore this shouldn't be a problem. What? If she is, we always use it, then she has to. If she every so often uses dental floss, then the person says she has to, because the nipple gotta be in a mask for the mask. The farmer. But now, in the category of teeth, everyone discusses due to dentistry that came out the past 200 years, void, that we have numerous things that go on inside our teeth, inside our mouths. Now, I try to make a chesed for myself just to get all the cases. It came out, there were 30 cases in Be'er. So I'm just going through the kids, the easier, simpler cases are clear. Partially every case you can really have to screw up. Anyway, so let's go to the basic problem about your teeth. First, if you have a tooth that's your own tooth that came loose, now whether it's, and it can come out, or even it come out, so the place can, avada, it's your own tooth, it's like a finger that's on you that you finally get cut off, mice is part of you, and ikra, avada, it's not going to be considered a chatzitza. And the place can say people have loose teeth in their mouth for years and leave them inside, they do not want to take it out. Now, if it hurts you a lot and you plan to take it out, the exact appointment, that's a shiloh among the Pesachim. Most of them will still want to be making, because faith will save it part of you. So once I say, because you cut the dhamma, it won't be master. But if it's not, if it's, even though it's loose, a vada, it's not a problem. If it's going to be, if it's a lot of pain, you sure, those won't be master, you're going to screw up. That's inside your real teeth. Inside your fake teeth that people have. I know personally, I have a twin sister, I knocked out two different teeth, two front teeth, two different times, and my she learned a lesson. I got a fight with her, so my sister, she has fake teeth in her front. So, Maisa, there are two different cases of fake teeth. There's a case of kfiyas, which my twin Maisa has kfiyas right now, two fake teeth, and those of the zmanias. So the kfiyas, the place can be very clear, any fake teeth for kfiyas, cough masada, and onwards, all face not a chatzitza. But it's not a shell, it's part of your tongue, part of your goof, it's not a shell attached to you. Those who are the zmanias, who Maisa, you take out fake teeth, you ever see all the people that have fake teeth, they come in and out, So those about the clearly are chatitas, made it coming and out. The body's a problem. The body is the mina machta. They take it out. They soak it in water, making sure it's clean. They are machta. The body you take out when you go to the mikvah. That's chloric. So again, the fake teeth creates the problem, not the creates the body's chatitas.
But
even though, yeah, here the chesed. You think it's the noy. Depending on you pass through the noy first of all. We're saying if you pass through the noy, yeah. Right. For the evidence, should be a problem. Not those who are making the evidence from this mamashis. Fine, that's with fake teeth. Now, what people, a lot of people have their fillings. They have stemios, fillings. Now, fillings are also two different types of fillings. Most times you get fillings that are bequeous until your tooth falls out. So, always stays there. So a steam that's bequeous, that always stays inside, there is a chokmus adam and being seen in one of the machmer. Now, the shurim is my name to say, that these fillings are the same forever. They had different types of dentistry in those days. And now in our days, it says a Moshe Abad, even if Abad is masking, they become part of you, it's not a shallow. So even though something that's not part of you, it's a mere, it's masking. Now again, the Moshe, Numus HaKodim is Manenu, come on, everyone says that even if Abad is Abad, it can be Makel in Greece to our days, and Makel the Chatzitzo. Lloyd the person say, even one argument, one thing Abad argues, the Loku, Ravachas, and Gans Klai Yisrael, people are filling all over the teeth, they go to mikveh, no problem. That's chloric. That's Mazon wants to mean a makveh. The place can either, or everyone either say, argue, everybody, because what they say, Mazon is essentially in his days, a father person, it was very nicker, they felt it, it was nice, something they were makveh about, even though they couldn't take it off sometimes. No, they didn't want it there, and it wasn't part of the body. No, it was a mean a makveh. Shinamak was fine. They don't like it. They didn't like it. They didn't want it. Now, what? So again, it's very hard to know what as far as you don't know what he's talking about. If Ramoshi says, our feeling is different than his, then it's very hard to know what he's talking about because our feeling is different than his.
Is there something because he wants it, it's not called her? That's not
that
Inamak means you don't care.
That's what he wants it. That's more reason to be Mekel. So again, all feelings that bekfias claw among the poskim is no problem. Allah will mind that claw. This is not no shaila. Again, everyone has it. All of us know the mikvah. No problem. No shaila. The only shaila is in a case that you do a filling that's temporary. Now, you ever go to the dentist? Somebody do it temporary for different reasons. Either you have to do more work to it, or because they want to make sure that it all accept the filling. They have temporary fillings. Now, shaila is what the law in that case. Now, among the places we'll go with the two main mahalakim, there are across the board is everything, but two main mahalakim. One mahalak is how the Hasidu and Moshe go, is that, let's say you didn't, we had a Petra Tshuva in the beginning of the Simen that said by rings, what's the reason why it's Petra Chatzitza? Because of Omim you plan to make dough, and therefore you can take off your ring. Mashenking, something you leave with Zman Merubo is not Petra Chatzitza. Why do you want it there? So instead of Moshe, what does that mean with Zman Merubo? What's together with Merubo? What's the time limit to that? So Moshe understands, you say this as something that if it will happen, you'll take off your ring. If you bake halsa, you take off today. If you bake tomorrow, take off tomorrow. But let's say, if you bake halsa, you're not taking off your ring today, that's not different from getting off the Amal. Means something will happen, at the moment, I'll take it off. Therefore, he says, anything that you have to leave on now, you won't leave on now, you cannot take off now. That's not nichol in this getting off Amal. For example, he says, discussing by filling. This filling, you can leave in for 10 days. And you get your dentist appointment today to take it out, you would not take it out because it's not the correcting for the health of the teeth. That's not the problem. Everyone will leave it inside their mouth, therefore it's not a problem. That's once more what she says. You're not masked right now. We're not masked right now to the Seder. A second story that Moshe brings down, I have to go this way, is that you always plan to have a covering over this. Right now you have a temporary one, but I don't want to get a clear stick of one. That mokum is to the mokum that is not, you're not makbe because you always have a filling. This one is a temporary filling. And then you have a kvias one later on. You can finish up the work, have something else cover it up over afterwards. This mokum itself is not makbe for the character, always has been covering it. Those are two svaras. But the shulchan brings down two svaras. It says neither the svaras is chloric. They even want to pass it upon that local mice, he's makbe against it. Those are the two svaras I deal with. Now, local, the other place you can go with, they're coming from passing sugya and kosher and Hilchos Shabbos. Kosher and Hilchos Shabbos, they discuss what's together of Zman and what's together of Olam. So something more than 30 days has a together of Olam according to Numus Rishonim. So therefore, based upon this, they want to know someone who has filling inside the mouth more than 30 days, that's Kriyas, Kriyas is Mutter.
Why
So I'll say couple. The way Slumazam says all Rishonim. Some is not all Rishonim. We have a Ben Ruch. Not the way I'm asking. But either the I think the main story is coming from is because the other setup here's the Rabbanon. By the Rabbanon, this is only me and Machbis. The Rabbanon, me and Machbis. The Rabbanon. Since Chassid the Rabbanon, we go with the cloud Kesher of the Rabbanon. We give the Kula Geshita 30 days. It sounds like. Well, but they come, but, and the Iker, again, from Zalman, the Yashiv, the Badei, and the Shevetaru, and the Chassidur, all go together 30 days. That's a analogy that seems to be among all the Chalits of Klal Yisrael. They go 30 days. Now again, all come from the Iker Kosher, and they have the right, the way, and the sense of Yisrael, the one is what? 30 days is Shloshim, Kishano, or the Zman Kfu, or the Zman of Kviyat, and Kviyat, we said before, is not a problem.
That's only for 1 day for
30 days? Oh, now the Shell is 30 days from when? When you have filling, when you go to the mikvah, you got your filling 20 days ago. You go to the mikvah and you get what? Which one is it? From when? So I would have said it also, and Berkowitz says it. I'm asking. However, it's very clear. Biyash is not the way. The Baddis is not the way. Shevet and Kozbeg says not the way. All very clear, not the way. Why? I'm not sure why. They say from the tefillah. It's man of tefillah. I'm asking you 100%. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. It's very helpful. If you plan to remove your finger, right now the finger is part of you. How do you say the fear is part of you? So it is part of you. Can't you lose the same part of you? Can you plan to get off it later on? It's part of you anyway.
By the fear, you plan to get it up.
It's not true. By beard, we all know that way. Only by tip and eye, because anyone does. By beard, we don't say it that way. Okay. By beard, it's not. You plant the shave, no problem. Not a fatigue.
It's not part of you.
They're saying social with fear. Fear is part of you. That's the third fear. All right. Again. No, there's some small fears that come part of you. All right. So again, by any feeling, if it's a temporary one, now the eighth they say way around it, which works once or twice. I heard Rubin say over in Shaitan twice, or Berkowitz say over, that the dentist, he knows already, that one every dentist knows this, he tells the Isha, 2 months time we can take it out, otherwise no, we have to leave inside. And what happens, the husband makes an appointment for a week later, fine, so she goes to mikvah, she thinks it's a part of her, therefore it's a vast of the group, there's no problem, and she goes to mikvah. Then the day after the mikvah, the husband tells you have an appointment, they go take it out, the dentist knows, I say Roma, to say that Roma is more than Roma, she thinks it's part of her, it comes to get a kid.
That's why it says they need it for longer.
Berkman says over from Rabbi Yashiv, Rubin says over. Now you get away with it once or twice, but that doesn't happen anymore. Rubin says. Why should I make a difference? Well, I don't know why I should make a difference.
Why?
What? Well, tell us. It's a mitzvah.
A mitzvah on mitzvah?
It's MS. What? No, everyone thought it would be in for 2 months and not market. If everyone's a master of the issue, there won't be market. Everyone in the same category. Now, you can argue for the same material another way, but my son, the Holy Spirit is like punishing by you. Everyone agreed for 1 month not a problem. So everyone should see things. Everyone thinks 1 month. Now, the dentist doesn't tell what? No one's master. That's the dentist that says. And the master, again, I didn't see anyone say otherwise, but I suppose, again, a group like saying over this case. Well, another case is because it's filling to the case of a ketter. A ketter is a cap or a crown. The same is, sorry, the three is all the bison are Michael. If it's Lizmani, it depends on the whole by filling Lizmani, the same exact halacha. Well, like Moshe, make like a cat. A cat by the same get as a filling. Now, also they discuss if you have a tooth covered with gold and silver, also it's not the same new site. Another case is, what about you have a gesher, a bridging mouth? My wife got out, she has a bridging mouth, keep her teeth together, but oil them, we could be that way. A gesher to make sure her teeth, she told me, make sure it doesn't fall out. Not a retainer, it stays in. Two pieces of metal inside her mouth.
Like a wire
behind the two teeth in the back, that's what she has. That's a gesher. Thank you. So Maisa Parkim Zari, it's a Tekfias, and they provide it's Mutar Vaz Mar Pravi. No, now what about braces? So also it comes out, also my sister, she got engaged, she got married, a couple days before the Chasna, the Shaila was taking with the braces, and Mamash the Shaila, to the a Chatitza Nak. So, what? No, the different one. What? Oh yeah, so we told everyone she's the Maisa Kadma before the Chasna, and she said, oh, it's photography. The part you learn the sugil, the Maisa Shaila, the way how the Kitab in there, the Moshe holds it, it is a Chatitza. Because it's fake. Again, according to Shigal Adash Shaila, how do you look at braces at the top of your mouth? The Bosa says Nal Shaila, by the Shulchan says Nal Shaila, it's left for 30 days, the Kriya is part of you. The way how the others want to be now, the Ashma wants to be Makhur, the Kitab wants to be Makhur, the Maisa person sees it, it's very clear that it was put on and it's fine. Geshe li Yashu Shinayim. Oh, Barzalim. Kubiot, I can call it Kubiot. Oh yeah, so those ones say the Baal Shulchan wants to go 30 days or 6 months, whatever, no problem. According to Moshe, the way how the... I can actually see the Shuvah, it's one Shuvah. The way the Pitaro, Buyash, others bring it down, the Moshe is very clear. The way the other things that inside your mouth could be there, the oil could be there, it's not clear that it can be taken out. You look at a person's braces, it's the whole setup, the whole mohos, the whole malach, it's something on top of your teeth, not part of your teeth. The whole tour of it's not a shlomus to your tooth. Like you're filling your cap with a shlomus to your tooth, I guess, instead of having silver, then they want to make it white. Why? Because it's be part of your body. Braces, the whole tour, the whole gufa dover is, it's not part of you. No one tells you it's your teeth. The whole way of setting it up is you can make it, take it off, take it out. So what's the point with the name new that's not part of you? It's not Lenoy. Have you asked anyone, they did not want it there. They did not want it there. I agree. Yeah, that's a good. You don't want it there. But that Maisa, it's a Shiloh, she goes out, how you look at it. Maisa, it's very interesting. Moshe, Machman over here, both in the body of Michael. Machman, you're the first. It depends what type of braces. Braces that are fine and finite. You have certain braces that you might need in the gesture. Or certain braces that have in the back. Some of them come out not loyal. You get kind of the gesture. In the case of Kubiyot, a point, it sounds like one of the Yashu. Yeah, it'll be a problem. I mean, Chas Tzach was new. Even if the Yashu said Chas Tzach, when someone take it off, Yashu Milismus, Yashu Lop, and then the Yashu said, you have to look at your tour for night. What the motion is not. Kobe, that's... Yeah, Ken Zion, I don't know what they're dealing with. Maisa, again, and my sister told everyone from photography to go 3 days before the Chasna, fine. But quotes me that Maisa before has a problem of Chatzitza, and they have to go over what to do. There are also, they discussed the two different types of reasons why you put on braces. If it's mitam, the health reason, mitam, no reason. So they want to call it someone who makes a doctor on health and after no. A retainer is very clear, you take them out, the buzz, chatzitza, and shiloh. Now what about the plaque you have in your teeth? They call it avanim in Hebrew, the plaque. So the pashas, I would have thought, the most in my coin, they say avanim is no mamoshes, even no mamoshes, it's meaningless, therefore it's not a problem, it's a mishen and machbit. Maisa, the Yashiv says, whatever you yourself can get rid of without going to the dentist, the Maisa is a mishen and machbit, as if you want to teach me, you have to brush your teeth to take off the plaque that's on your teeth. Maisa, the chiddush, because the core pashas, it's something that the way of others says over, not over the misgrowth. Everyone has plaque. It's all part of your body. That's part of you. Well, depends how much plaque maybe. But everyone has plaque. But so Shala, it could be depends how much plaque the Shikul does, but the Ashim can't want to be Machma, the other person wants to be Makal. What? Yeah, no, but the question brush you from what?
How much you have to do it?
Yeah, from the tab, what are you brushing off? What do you take off? The piece of the meat in between your teeth, food between your teeth, or the plaque that's on it that you go to the dentist every 6 months to take off the plaque. There's plaque there. Yes, whatever you can get rid of, you have to get rid of. That's good. I will not say that. What? No, but that's when the woman takes off, that's part of you. You're not going to take off your finger, but it's you. No, they also want to say, even if you have an appointment to the dentist, it's still part of you, the person would say. Even if you have an appointment the day after the mikveh, no problem. Now also they discuss, also you have a stain on your teeth, that person is very clear, Rabbi Yashiv and Mark Twain, the stain, a kesek samim, a shenitzer al shinayim, has no mamoshes, and it's produced by the nachoitzer, the vatican al shiloh. This is the last thing they discuss by teeth, let's say you brush your teeth.
We come out of the mikvah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But another case is you have toothpaste, and you went to mikveh, come out of mikveh, when you come out, and you find toothpaste on your teeth, which can happen. What's the law in that case? The Maaseh of Yashiv and the Marakoyim says it is a case where the water would not go underneath it, and before it's a case that is mina mikveh, because the person's teeth will take it off, where you don't have to go back because it'll chayzel the lichol a second time. Fine. I've got the cases of teeth. I didn't say 30 years of 10 for the.
No,
I didn't see anyone argue, even though yesterday I said otherwise, but we'll see. Didn't see anyone argue. Fine, now, based upon this halacha, what if you have the cloud inside your teeth? Someone in the Chabad says the minik kosher kvar yisol is the minik yofa, is not ibasa on that day. Now, chewing gum? If you spit it out, you put it on the mikvah?
No,
it's like coins in your mouth. Like coins in your mouth. What's coins? Machabit says, not a problem. Let's see if they can get somewhere. Go in your mouth. But we don't eat in the base of America. Now, the minig is not the balser. What is nichol? This minig of not eating balser? So first, the words of the Machabit are very clear. Balser, pashas means the person will bring down food and chicken. No chilek, chen noigim. No, balser and chicken miser is the problem of there'll be balser in your shema, you just have your balser be stuck between your teeth. Also chicken, just balser, usually what happens, you have more pieces stuck, and teeth get stuck, but chicken also gets stuck, just usually it's less and less pieces. But also, both of them get stuck between your teeth, they have all the places to say, chicken. Now what about chopped meat? Now chopped meat, now, balser tochon, ketitot basar. So, the shallow is based on, do you go after the svara, and the svara might not be stuck between your teeth? What do you have to mice? Because balsam goes a loy plug. Now let's go with the balsam that has not get stuck to your teeth. The rashes and the ones you make the price you want to make one time is not so small, so it gets stuck to your teeth not. Mice are raised from the blood that works from the zalman. There the mice is there's a loy plug, is very clear. Even the tops will make those masters goes. And also the other reason, most of the time, two different reasons. But the mice, though, the hug seems to be how the swamp, how a bosser goes and from a dam goes. The mice is like Kuk Chazal. Bosser is also, we don't eat bosser during the day. Means no bosser we eat. That seems to be the hug of Firestone.
What
was
the minute?
No, my Aaron hug is this way, and Aaron hug is keep all bosser. That seems to be the hug of. Well, you can start telling it even if that's true. Bosser to point, don't get stuck between your teeth. Just not as much. Next thing they discuss about without eating it, let's say it's true of your kid, if that passion is about it, rather than sorry, it's true meat to your kid, about that's definitely scared of a boss of many shenayim. What about a case where you don't have boss? For example, they discuss the marrow inside the bone, or the shuman itself. About the core that's not boss, and there's no like plug of the not eating boss itself, there's no tamper, no slur for it, and therefore the place will are make them. The case. By a bone, the marrow of the bone, not the bone itself. The marrow of the bone. Also, they say, what about the tassel of bosser or chicken soup? Well, that's not a problem. Again, you have no. It says bosser. You don't have the svar of like plug. You don't have bosser. You have to go through always two reasons: like plug, and you have to go through the svar of menishnayim. The case of the shumon, you don't have like plug. You don't have menishnayim. The case of soup, chicken soup, you don't have bosser menishnayim. You don't have any like plug of it. It's not bosser. The case of a tassel bosser, you're eating spaghetti also, the same as you say, you don't have the leg plug, and you don't have the svara, bosser and shenayim. As long as you don't have both of them, of all the places of Vada Mekel. Now, fish come along the Paiskim, and they are Mekel, they taste not nichol here in Chazal, what they say over here, bosser. But always the dining wife has a cute idea that there's always a shadow, let's say a person cannot go into the mikvah. But what to do, everyone examined that the dogim is b'yosh shalmayim, and therefore, from the chatzit, the skin of a fish on top of you, so far, big machol the place you can, you can't. They said, mitzat this, fuck, let's mitzat the shita. So even if you eat pasta, even benish nine, but mice is not a chatzit anyway. What's the problem? You can cover your whole entire body with fish skin. Find the cute dimian, for mice, the place must only make one fish also. Now, this is that hog again, bosser, machmur, or bosser, fish. And anything that's not bosser will make them. Now what about things that are not bosser?
Are but
no, we're not. Clearly not. There's not nichol in the word bosser. Now what about things that get stuck between your teeth? Well, mice is not bosser. For example, they say, what about tibas? Corn, or corn of the carb. Or what about an orange? You know, orange, you have all these stringy things. What about popcorn? What about taffy? What about sunflower seeds? Or kahena, all these different cases of busting them down that do get stuck between your teeth. And do you, are you allowed to eat it, or can you eat it, or should you not eat it on the day you're going to the mikvah? So, the Sforim bring down, that sounds like the machlokes, the way how Ravos bring down to the Vav should be machmer, not mitzad the halach shunar, mitzad the joy to be machmer, because my son, what happens, he eats popcorn, gets stuck in between your teeth, it's hard to get it out. Yeah, but here it says Boster, do we take it to joy to be machmer on other things also? Markoyin, the Pitaro, and numerous Sforim bring down to be machmer on other things also. Atzad Hasheni, there's a B'yash of the Issim, and Choshoni, and it says Boster, that's the meaning that it's Havel Leila Hoysif, or what is the meaning Yafim Choyefel, let him know, keep it as is and nothing more than that. Don't start saying Chumras. Now nearly, I don't know if it's really, it's Machloikis, I think it's just semantics, how to say it over. Everyone understands, if you don't get a top of suck with your teeth, it's not a good Eitzah, because you can spend hours trying to get out, you still feel it hours later. I think the Ikkisoy is a Chokhom Enim B'Roshoy. Some are telling people, Echonami, Chokhom Enim B'Roshoy is right to do. Some things, that's not a Lachal, but about everyone agrees to the Yisoy, it's right to do. Then why should you have all the problem? Because if you do have it, probably you suck your teeth and go to make it come back, about it's made a Makhtid. So the Swarm like bringing down Makhloikis, Yish Lodin is Makhloikis, or just semantics, how to say over to the Lachal. You say over to the Lachal that's right, you say over to the Lachal that's no a Lachal. It's nechel. Whatever it's both, both of them are not as beseder. That's very good going to him. He's lishi dolshoi. Whatever it's nechel in the minig yach mechaber, that's beseder. That's the machmir. So fishbone, they said we'll get to a fishbone, but we'll mushroom mach on fishbone. That's not much the most case. Oh, fishbone. No. Fish is the bones are a problem. Fish, the bones are a problem. Now that's beside what nechel and balser. Now when exactly you cannot eat balser. So first, very clear, let's say you ate balser from the Taj, you're not playing for the mikvah, avada, you clean out your feet very well, and then you go to the mikvah. The Pelikim say, the Chachmazodim says, well, even if you ate up a mazes, you know you weren't supposed to, which is a mazes, avada, you're not playing for the tefillah. Now this, any not eating balser, where's it from? The Pelikim say it's all day. Not ladach from chatzoyt, it's from the morning. The words of the Shulchan Aruch is that during the day you should not eat balser. And the shalal, the chonim is, the two shalals, first of all, in the winter and the summer, in the winter the day is 10 hours, and the summer is 14 hours. We have 4 more hours, you need to make sure it's blood loss and it's not stuck in your teeth. The point to the character, the day is the day. That's very simple. Well, the Shalit, if the whole Shalit is blood of Benish Naim, what's blood of Benish Naim? The Simpay test, the Shay Shalit. After 6 hours, not to the blood of Benish Naim. Not enough to get a blood anymore. So what's the problem? You eat at 10 o'clock in the morning, 6 hours later, it's what? 4 o'clock. What's the Shalit? As I expect the Shmir Shabbat, the Chosoyim, the Zahoris, and the El Saro, who are the territory of Yash himself says, is that true that after 6 hours, when the Rambam has no shame, Boser, not Boser B'cholov, the pieces are still there. It's not Boser B'cholov, it's not Boser, but the Chatichas are there. The pieces are there, except not Boser B'cholov. That's a very gishmak way of answering Al Chichajmi. Now, they also discuss, let's say people will be makro recognize that you're going to the mikvah because nothing Boser, everything Boser, you're not, and it's very clear and very defined. Is that nifl concern of sneer that people should not find out you're going to the mikvah, therefore maybe you should eat Boser? So all being down with the shooting down the Beisharim, the place afterwards, know that it's not nifl, there's no sneer when you tell people. People chaf, they forgot themselves, no concept of sneer, Nevada, even though it's nicker, no problem. What? There's two cases. One is when it's nicker, and second case, she gets embarrassed. Two different cases. That's no problem. If I mean, she should be macro and not impulsor. No, the second case, when she doesn't care. The second case, when she gets embarrassed. The two cases. The Shalmatan sneers, and the Shalmatan pusha. Two different trailers. Let's see, mature girl, she understands. I thought it was nicker for 2 weeks, what's the big deal? What's the pusha? So one mitzvah that's near Shabbat, the person will say, I'm not a very clear, don't be make. What's another Klaiyasol? Nick Klaiyasol, no Shiloh. No problem with that's near. Mitzvah Busho, that's the Shiloh. The Chodshoni, my according to those ones, be make. Maisha, the Buyasha said, circle, sorry, Busho, don't be make. Like we do. You do the Moshe Shiva, I hope you're embarrassed. Maisha, everyone knows about it, you should not be embarrassed. And Maisha is a mini Klaiyasol, keep the mini. So Shiloh, the Busho, if you make or not. Fine, that's what we said, the call, basic call. Now, around the year, exactly when to eat it, when not to. So the Taz is very clear, Shabbos and Yontov Vadiyah. Agam, Yontov is a mitzvah deposer. Agam, you can't be mafakbek and say, where is the man? Welcome to Noshma deposer. Men have a mitzvah deposer. Women not. The first two egg in the first two, and the Shmota says that women also have a mitzvah deposer, not like the Ritva. Fine, Aleph. Void, even want to say not the way the Meister is so much in the oinig and it's mother bolster, and therefore on Yontif you can't eat bolster. Also on Shabbos, he holds no kiddush bolster, the Mishabur passes only into mitzvah. The Meister is mother bolster behind, and therefore on Shabbos and Yontif the Meister you can't eat bolster. A worker's God that says that you only have an answer for bolster, not for the things he's mocking and popcorn and sunflowers and stuff like that. He slaughtered them. But only me tell you why anyway. The whole hatch is he wants to say the hatch is because Yontim is Boston and Shabbos is Boston, this specifically. The Maitre comes out, Shabbos Yontim is Mutu. However, the Pesachuta brings down, you can make a Boston of Yayin, Boston, but not be making that Somalis. The whole time we call the Gemara itself is Shifkos for Rabbi Shiat at Somalis, do not eat the bones. Eat the Boston, not the bones. Another case of Shabbos is what is Nichol and Shabbos Yontim now? What about Chalom Leif? So the Noah one time Yad Alevi 100 years ago once time it says Yontif, not more than that. Harul Lahoitiv Adaf Yontif. However, the person of all them Rabbis Manenu Chalmoid is Nifl in the Ger of Yontif. Yontif of the Taz the Chum means the whole Yontif. Chalmoid is a Chelik of Yontif. Not a Shailo. Therefore, the person. Right. Fine. Chalmoid of Adaf Nifl into Yontif. Another case goes, what about Purim? Is Purim Nichol into Yontif? So, Purim also, the other Maestro before, it's more of a Chiyuv Bosom on Purim than it is on Yontif or Shabbos. Therefore, very close to roll. Yeah.
Bosom.
Not Bosom, I mean. Pseudo. Oh, if you have the Mishnah, but you know, in the Hulun. I am. I don't know if it's simply, I'm not sure. I have. Fine. So before the Meister, by before Machlokes are placed, given clear Machlokes to the film, the Bichacho, and if you didn't want to be Machmer, Meister, I'm holding Pleistel, seems to be like Shomzam, Vyashim, and others. If you make one form, it's Nichol, the words of Yontif, that's what Yontif, the form is Nichol also. And what about all Suda Smithsvids? I'm not saying the Taz about Suda Smithsvids. You can Taina Halamoid is Yontif. Taina, Taina Purim is Yontif. What about Suda Smithsvids in general? For example, a Chasna, Shevrothus, Vesmila, Pinyaben, Ukudaimu. All these cases of Suda Smithsvids, but Meister, last after them, Hogan to eat by Suda by a bris milah to have boss or not. The American team that milah kicks. Is this halacha, because that's what the manhoge is. We have a halacha, doesn't mean it's halacha, since it's muchach, she has to have boss, because everything in boss, and that's one makel. Sounds like that, because everyone's having boss, that's what the halacha doesn't mean it's down. The Meister of Osno, and the Marcoin, those who are Shemir Shabbat, they go all to the mitzvah across the board, the Meister's motor. Why? It's all nichol in the side of the town. That this mitzvah is mostly the whole unhog is dafi you may call as nichol and Shabbos and Yontif. Agam Yishlodin, as Tashu said it, someone should have walked off before as far as the past 30 years should have said who wouldn't walk to this mitzvah. My same one thing is all nichol. Taz and no shiloh. Tzad Hasheni, those who want to be machma, the badei seems to be noitim over kulo. They want time, let's say a shevet brachos or bar mitzvah, stuff like that. The Pesach Sharet also want to be machma, they want a taino. And I'll give a lot after that boss. That's the thing to have boss, specifically like a chasna. Maybe yes, but shevet brachos, bar mitzvah, who says so? Now there are numerous cases you can discuss, I don't keep going out. What about Hanukkah? Might say, according to the chesmen to this mitzvah, Hanukkah is to this mitzvah. Yishlot, says I'm more dark and milk. Rosh Chodesh, to this mitzvah. I don't know. It's too hard to this mitzvah. These things start grappling. The other mice, no one says these cases. I'll be very surprised if anyone's really makel. Well, just the last case is because someone's weak and they have to eat the posh of other than not give the can eat posh. That's posh. That's a full shot. You should easily eat posh. Now, the Kamlon Gramo goes on right and says we also have really Machabah goes on. The Mo says, should not be oisik in that day in Betzek or Benero Shal Shaiho. Now, the place can say that Kuli from the Chokh Mazodim, Ladako, Botsak, Dove, means anything that sticks to your hands, you should not be oisik in. Handy glue and anything like that should not be oisik during that day. Now, what is dough? Dough before means even clay dough. Now, what flaky dough is, I'm not exactly sure. I understand what discussed it, the Eshlodim, and same account like Khan. But the message is not oisik in dough. Now, the place can say, let's say you bake chal to cover Shabbos. So, everyone knows that Mishnah Gur and Mishnah Pei, the Bialochot says, if Lav Shapa Omen, that you go buy from the store, Chal, you go make it yourself, it's one that comes to Ezel, who are going to the most good soy, and the Gmom, Meruba, that Pei Beis, they have to make your own Chal. If you come to Shabbat, the Vadi, allow to make Chal. No problem, even though it's dough. Now, the way how Gem Chok was Omen says it over in the Benish Chai, if it's Muchach, so you have to go make it, you have to make it. Sounds like some other candy, it should be Machla. The way how the Swam goes, not like that, they go like the Kitzer, so the Tire is, my sister's covered Shabbat, there's no one over to Machla, the Meister will make it. Not only that, to come along with Ravos and says, Lav Dafka Chal is any cake you want to say. Any Ugo is also Nichol in the Seder, which is the Yamang Yoskadish. I wouldn't have said that. What? Why should we also? Because it's the whole. The way I understood it is. What? Anything, anything, any cookies, anything.
Like, you can go to the Cowboys. Well, the Cowboys, come in and eat. This whole end is only on Friday, or is it going on Thursday?
Oh, so it says, Obiashim and Marconi, the Vosa, Hudim Thursday, Adrian covered Shabbos. You're going to make the Thursday night. You want to make it Thursday, Hudim Thursday also. The Holy Spirit is that we're not saying this because they are against the end of covered Shabbos. Hudim Tuesday. If that's fair or there. Don't make him serve. Yeah, Pashas. Now they do just say an eight to pivot, this practically, there's sometimes just spare out of the door. They say wear gloves, surgical gloves, they say they're summing down. Wear gloves, and they say eight to pivot, not to get the dough stuck on the ends. They also bring down, that we're saying over here, shaiva, it's waxing, not too. Now they bring down, the pre-tyra brings down waxing. Now it does not mean the word wax over here, but before the same, you say this over here, you do waxing, the pre-tyra brings down, what happens, I don't know. And you put something on you, you put off, and some glue stays behind. You got glue, it's been a mock with your skin to go off right away. You got a problem, I say waxing in Hebrew, I'm not sure. Waxing, waxing. Fine, so the wife, you should not do waxing before the day you go to the mikvah, same child. Just the last thing that I'm all discussing is you should not eat between the chitz and the tefillah, the person can say that drinking. The pre-tara says you should not do it, no one else put it down. And the mice, the story is very simple. Just like anything that sticks to your body, they say the leftover glue sticks to your body. Now, the last thing I'm over here says, you should not eat between the chitz and the tefillah. So, not eating naturally, except they say drinking that fatty things too, that sticks to your palate, you should not drink. But or they say, if you have any of these mitzvahs that have chatichas to it, pieces to it, also they say it's really not to drink, because else you're going to get them stuck in your teeth. Therefore, once you do chatichas, you should not drink these things. Now, just let's say you do eat in between, or a berkwitz of the Imam of the and you eat in between, and the Imam Shalya, they went to him, and she did not do brush teeth afterwards. So, lots of people have to go back to the table. You have things upon you, you brush your teeth, it's a mean of that these things are on top of you, the plaque. No, but then she has, she has a little piece of plaque upon you. He said, you have to go back. In the stomach, she's mocked it. Well, please, the plaque. Anything. That was the maestro. Sorry? No, but there it's Malcolm Gula, he has a nice farm. Fine, make a lot of Zivcha Pei, Janeway. Janeway. In Zivcha Pei, discuss what's a lot of B'dievet. Zivcha Pei, Chavav, what's a lot of B'dievet. So, one case they discuss, a fascinating case, which, where a Vosim brings down, doesn't have a Shaila, it's possible Shaila happened numerous times, that Isha, she went to Mikveh, came back, once the Bible comes like that, she finds the B'dikah cloth inside of herself. So, a B'dikah cloth inside, either there's a not the Meicha, she's a B'dikah, she got to take it out. Now, sounds very strange. Where Vosa says, his words are, Tab, ball, come up, pummel, umdik, kazosa, fenendo, happened numerous times in front of me. Fine. I know, very strange. And numerous farming down this case. Everyone seemed to have this mice happened to him. Masham said it happened to him. And Rosham Zam said it happened to him. Everyone said that mice happened to him. And then Vosa said that happens all the time. Fine. Yeah. Yeah. Fine. Not to say it hurts him, they feel it. But she obviously left him in a couple of days. Now what's the look on that case? What? So, she's the last big pasha. The Meister said, well, it's in the morning, just something in the morning. Don't sound that way, not people are to bring you down. The Meister comes up to post in the bedroom with Masham, and Masham says, first of all, who says a chodik in Tadi Kof? Maybe it's only Rafa, it's one child, it's one selfie. The second thing you want to say, even if it's a hodak, Maisa with the kutubing down, and Isha has to go to the mikvah, you have to hold her, you put a shmati there, and Maisa, the water goes through the shmati, it was all eight, the water can go through. So he has these two strikers over here.
Maybe he's going
to have to do it today. No, it's not far off about it. But if it comes on saying, it's a miyachin and makbid, it's a spec striker, miyachin and makbid, you want to say, you want to be making it, it's a spec striker. He comes in as a kashi, we know spec cycle by chesk is isu. Ma makbid, mi la makbid, it's rabbonon, it's a mi la makbid rabbonon with a spec cycle. Mi et ha makbid, it's rabbonon, it's a mi et rabbonon with a spec cycle. She wants to be mekel. We come along and says, we have a chesk is isu, chesk is tumo. Not like this one, the Tzuzah says after Mikra is a Chatzis Tari. One day it's a Chatzis from Yerba Svek Svekva. They said the Maisha Svek Svekva, it's a verse Chatzis Issa, you can't be Mikra. That's just Taino. That, and therefore he said only after you're ready at Tashmish. Before Tashmish, he says you have to go back to your Tovel. That's his Tshuva. And therefore the Vavoda says every time he passes, that if it's after Tashmish, no problem. Beforehand, he tells him to go belong to the Litzvot. However, he says, except one time, Isha came to him, she has a lot of nerves, she gets very nervous. So one issue is Mekel to even be full on Sabaylo. But otherwise, he always went like Masham, that once it's Tashmish, no problem. Now, the Bada Shulchan, he Marach on the Shaila, he wants to say there's no Hetter, he wants to go to the Kolei Apsach, and Svek, or Urs Chaskas Issen, he wants the end be Makmi, ends of Sarachin. Just if that's his problem, the Meisen, there's a Kolei Mishtabur, and Simon Ein Vog, that says, you know that Machloik is Chaskas Issa, versus the Prophet, Drabon, what Kolei is, the Meisen will Machmi with the Shach, the Mishabur says, the Shach is Chach, will make like the Taz. Once Shach is Chach, will make like the Taz, of course, it's not worse than the Shach is Chach, once it's less than Bailo. So even if you want to go with the Badai Shukum's Kash, and the Shach is Machmi, the Chaskas Issa, Meisen, Mishabur says, the Shach is Chach, will make like the Taz, if you make on the Mekel, and if you want to Bailo, for the Psach, should be no problem. Now, a person did not bite themselves before the tefillah, the Beis Hastorim, and they were Isaac in the min afterwards. So, come over to Mechab and Simcha Vav, and based upon the Rishonim, they want to be the Rabbi, they want to be Mekel. And says, even though usually we're not Tehillah, we're Machmel in the Mokim Gula, Lashengi, and Beis Hastorim will be Mekel. And let's see how the Shach explains it, and says the Vadi can be Mekel. Now, the Svar behind it, there's two ways to understand it. Now, the Sittara explains the Shach. It's either because the whole time in the Beis Hastorim is Jabon and Simcha Vav and Gula, very simple. Or if you go with the Taisha Sheet and Saraisa, but since the Torah itself receives the being Mekel, then only needs to be Royal Biasmaim, not Biasmaim itself. Therefore, the Rabbanu also can aim the Raisa Tikkun, they'll also be Mekel on certain cases, and Mekel also on the case where she ate afterwards and you have it clear over here. That's the way how the Siddur Torah explains it. Rav Shulchan dropped different, but that's the story to be Mekel. And Maisa, the Shach, comes down from the Rekeah at the end, that if you were not to be Torah Lekulo, and it ends up to be Machmur, therefore the place can be Ikkum be Machmur. If you found a chasita afterwards. Now if you not find a chasita afterwards, the Idamach the Shekel wants to be Machmer, over all the places on Mekel, or Silk and Kitzer, if you don't find anything afterwards, a Vadi is going to be Mekel. No, Kev is discussing only that after when you found something. You don't say something, you don't find something. I know the Kitzer goes back and forth, and Kev says no right. You're right, the Kitzer says no right. Now, this Simcha of Zayin is the case. First one, the chatzitza on the side is, she clamps her hands down, the chatzitza on the hands, and says, Kotzitza Sifsatel. And what's Kotzitza Sifsatel? The Rash brings down two different mahalsim. Either means that your mouth is very tight, and the Mokum Magula is the problem, because the outside is very tight to lift. Or the problem is when it's tight, therefore water cannot get in. Those are two ways among the Rash how to understand it. The way the Mechaber the place can go, that if you Kotzitza Sifsatel, the problem is the Mokum Magula on the outside, and that's how the setup of the Mechaber is. Some of the things on the outside of the problem. What's not Kamino? If the tumor brings down the Kamuda meal, let's say you clench your teeth down very tight. Is there a problem when something is tight, not a foreign substance that's inside your body that's tight? That's the story over here, the machlokes. If the story over here, when you have your lips tight, problem the base of thorium, so look for a problem also when your teeth are tight, are clenched together. If the problem here, when your lips are tight, is why? Because the mokum gula, the outside of your lips are a problem. You have no mar mokum, you can't be mekel in the inside of your mouth when nothing foreign is making it tight. Ma'aseh of the mechavis seems to be mekel, and therefore the pesach tumah of Chamud Daniel said your teeth are tight, you mekel. Lalocha, the Aruch Shulchan, and the kids goes this way, and the Briyashu says not be makwa im mafakfeg, and the vada lalocha is that anything inside that's not foreign that makes it tight inside, no problem. Asal Hashem in the Chokmazodim and the Lachman similar kit that are Machmur, the Omicholish is so close to the Rashi's first Mala. It says even internal, if it's tight, should be a Chatzitza. The Machloik is. The way how others say back, the Mice, the Shulman says back, ain't something which we they vada, the Rashi is the Sufik, the Rashi is the Michael. So Machloik is a Faiskim, if what to do, the Chatzitza, a vada with the Yevon, a vada go like Machaber, vada once you went to the Mikvah, no problem. Only Shal is, the Chatzitza, are you allowed to clench your teeth together or not? Or stick your tongue to your palate, the chayzik or not. Depends on the sound of pshat over here in the mechaber. Just the last thing, simple ches. Just if you can hold your friend who's going to the mikvah, so maisa clear the beis yosef, machlokes is rashi versus rambam if it's rofoi. At the hand was matiyah, also machlokes if it's rofoi v'chayzik, machlokes v'chatzilah b'nieved shach and taz. And these are different shalas. Again, look for Maisa, hopefully you never in the mix with your friend. If you are the gear that she needs help, Maisa, anyway, you can have to ask her well exactly what to do. Shus Rasayim, Tanis Shus, Shus. It's nice that Mad Torah is coming up, it's Mamad Torah, Walsa Torah. It's very interesting that, you know, most of us say in the morning, Verastically Le'olam. You're putting the film theoretically. Now, Verastically Le'olam means you want to be engaged forever. That's the tight words. That's where we are right now, between Pesach and Shavuos, we're in the engagement period. We need to Shlosh Me'akbala until Shavuos. My father likes asking, like, who in the world wants to be engaged forever? Right? Either, that's like no man's land. Like, either you're Bacha, you know, you got all your choices, or you're married and you got your one. Well, who wants to be engaged, like, in no man's land? Like, all these books tell you exactly what to do when you're engaged. You don't know exactly how to act, what to behave, what to do. Like, how do you deal with the person? What's your side? Verastically Le'olam. Especially your side is that... You don't want to have everything on the Suman. Fine, but still, do you want that Le'olam? You want that Le'olam without the Suman? Fine. The Pashi Yisrael is that, I'm sure all of us married here, so remember our engagement period and the time that the way how we dealt with each other was usually more, I guess we appreciate it more, or we look more forward towards it, and the more of a simp over there, and the future was ahead of you, you had everything in front of you, and you always try to be very nice, and you didn't let out some of your other meters, and you were very careful of what you did, and how to behave. And it was a calm truth, it was no man's land, but there was simchas achaim over there, you ain't a tourist, ain't someone who's a tourist like this, you got the one, at least you thought you got the one, but yeah, the simchas achaim, and the appreciation you had then, and the future you had then, and when a person gets married, that thing should be lo'ilam. The way to show that, everyone has, basically what Shavuos is the anniversary, right? Every year, you have an anniversary, you celebrate, you remember your past, and you look towards and build towards the future. Matan Torah is your anniversary for the, seeing how far you stayed in the past year, you looked over what you did learn, so what to build towards the future. So look and see how to stayed and how to strive. So something to the makshiv, the matana that Shavuos Baruch Hu gave us, without as Rav Segula gives a tunnel, a matanel, the Torah, the way we connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And before, the best way of showing that and appreciating that is by Shavuos coming up. In a lot of time, a lot of hours. Everyone this year has 2 days, no one has 1 day, everyone has 2 days this year. And there's a lot of hours to learn. You have tomorrow, you have all day. No matter how much, I know you have to go to Mikvah, do Chafifah, Fah, to stay there. It takes an hour. Stay there. You get all day, you got first day, you got second day, well, you have to sleep a couple of hours, you can't sleep all the time for the night. They have a night also, a little more than the first day, then. That's all it really is. Then you have afterwards, you have to daven. That's why Shavuos I love. It's after daven, from this noise sits down, you have the pusha till the meal. It's always a maximum story. Give the shmuz always about how, you know, you put as many hours as you can to Kaplan. You have to put as many hours as you can into Shavuos to show the Shavuos Torah that this is you're celebrating and you're appreciating. You have to show it. We know from Srach Mito, you're in the call. Go to the lip service is not the main point. You gotta show it. How do you thought? Is this an alignment? And then you're gonna have Friday night, and then you're gonna have Shabbos afternoon. The whole afternoon you got. You can't watch the Shabbos, you got hours and hours and hours to show your appreciation, and your Shivas, and the call you have to go to Baruch Hu, the Matano that he gave us. And the way you do it is by showing it, by sitting, by appreciating it. Nothing doing me to that, then just being basic with it. Voiding. In case of chayes there, ma'ase is tam torah k'neged kulam. So worst comes to worst, you get chayes for it. Ma'ase, but that's what we're all here for. We're all next, so we're the ones who marker the appreciation of Torah. The whole day, instead of shuas, why we're up shuas night to show that we really want it and we truly slept late once a few thousand years ago. Ma'ase is something we adore, we love, we appreciate, and the best way is to show up by this in the land. I'm perfectly up there.
What are the other subjects you spoke about, your opinions?